somewhere.
Dude, that's what...
is that the intro to the episode? Just
dude,
like,
I mean, we can cut a bit of that to be the intro.
Bro, I went somewhere then. I don't know if you could see me, but I kind of just sat there like, there, wow.
So that one's called a Purple Virus Hyperlink.
Did you make that?
I made that.
That was,
and that is all royalty-free.
That could be your best beat.
Thank you. It had the most time and love and care and attention put into it. I think that fan might be a problem, though.
Yes. Do you want me to
Or I have to turn you up more.
I can hear the fan.
Okay.
We'll have a break. Down.
Quick pause. I hope that didn't affect any of the audio of Ryan glazing me up and talking about how good that sounded.
Bro's going to keep that.
Dude, I just took a deep breath into the microphone. Because
it has been a couple weeks.
The plan has been a success in terms of forcing my sister into drawing something.
Oh.
She is partway through getting to the end of exam week period, however long.
Yep.
And she refuses to even look at the AI logo I've created.
Hey.
She is horribly disgusted that I even did it.
Hey, artists don't want to make it art. AI does it for us.
She doesn't even like the idea of making reference images, like spitballing ideas for it to make and then they can actually draw the thing. She just doesn't like the involvement at all.
Hey, bro.
And I don't blame her, but we have a tight ship to run here. I'm still tweaking the audio, so this might...
We didn't post an episode for 3 weeks and we had just... we had all the equipment here. We've been recording.
Yeah, we have a backlog. You're probably going to hear about this in a couple of weeks. I think by the time that we get very efficient, I'll just drop like two... I'll drop one like 3 days later, and then we'll do that until we're back on.
Yeah, damn, someone going off in the chat.
Because it isn't just yesterday's news, it's like last month's news about the music. Because we have a lot to talk about. Post Malone album.
Yes.
We have... Crap. What else happened? Run me back. Days Before Rodeo finally got a official streaming drop as opposed to just being on SoundCloud illegally.
Yeah.
Illegally, quotation marks. It was like... The label that dropped Days Before Rodeo only got enough clearance to drop it on some things. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't put all of their care into it.
Taylor Swift.
Yep, A$AP Rocky, Taylor Swift. Actually, I'll just open up my Spotify and I'll actually tell you.
Yeah, what else? There's some Anderson .Paak.
A couple of Anderson .Paak features. Very nice.
I liked all of them.
Album...
I
keep breathing into the mic. I'm so sorry. Me in the future when I have to edit all this shit out.
I swear there was some
other
stuff.
Did we talk about the Logic album?
Yeah. I think we did on... Maybe it's an episode that hasn't come out yet, but I remember talking about it.
Yeah. He goes... He hasn't lost it. I think it's one of his best...
I haven't
listened
to it.
RZA from... you know, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yep.
He co-composed an orchestral album. With someone named Christopher Dragon and the Colorado Symphony. And I was expecting there to be like at least a song with vocals on it. It is just a raw orchestral classic album. Classical album, I mean. A Big Sean album came out that I am yet to listen to.
Yeah.
But it's his entrance into the beef of the big three.
That's right. That did come out.
I'm saving it for a rainy day because I'm...
Well, it is.
...expecting a lot. It is looking
a rainy day.
And we're meant to go play Touch later.
Yeah. I'm kind of keen.
I am too. I scored a try last week, even though it was like a weird, like I got down on my knee like I was proposing.
Well, it's just the group of friends, isn't it?
It is just all the lads.
Yeah.
And all
so
the
fair
girls.
Enough. Well, it doesn't take away that you scored a try, but it also makes sense.
I mean, Touch, I feel like Touch is one of the
hardest
ones.
It makes it better. It
in.
Makes it better to score a try.
It does make it better because if you saw my celebrations when I got the double header, the two tries in our last Oztag game of
you
the season.
You were Carl Felt?
I was freaking out.
You were Carl Felt?
Yeah, I was Carl Felt.
You
I feel
did the
like,
one
I don't know
dive.
If I've already talked about this.
No, I don't think we have.
Because
that was last week.
It was a week or two. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in that
true. Yeah,
time, so.
I was freaking out on my first try because...
You were freaking on it?
I was freaking on it. And I like threw the ball to the middle and I was like, fuck yeah. The second one, I kicked the ball like way into the sky and I was just screaming and I ripped both my tags off because I still had them and I was like, two fucking tags on still canned.
I write that.
Because it was a proper like, I broke through and I went onto the fucking ground for it. Like it was...
Yeah.
It was a good one. And you can't, you know, in Oztag. your knees cannot touch the ground before you put the ball down, or else that counts as like a surrender.
It's been a good past week.
And it's a tackle. Touch is good. Wallabies won slimly.
In Argentina. Yeah. Against Argentina.
That's good for the ladder. Wait, did we overtake the team that was tied for us in the ladder? Because no, away wins are more valuable?
So we've gone up in the world rankings.
Fuck yeah.
We're still bottom on the rugby championship ladder. Because
are we still part of it? To get to qualify to the whatever. I don't know.
Oh, no, there's no. So it's just a competition between these four nations, and whoever's at the top at the end is the winner of the championship.
Oh, okay. So it's like minor premiership of the whole thing.
Yeah, which is most likely going to be South Africa.
Fair enough.
Because they got two against us. They've beat New Zealand. And then they've got New Zealand again in South Africa, so I'm assuming they'll win that. And then they got two games against Argentina.
Nothing is certain. We were underdogs game we won.
But I think South Africa will win. We can get out of fourth, I believe. If we beat Argentina again, I think we're out. Because they lost to New Zealand.
Yeah, we're getting up early for that one. Because for us, it's at 5 in the morning.
So, are you doing anything Saturday? I think I've asked you.
I think I'm working.
Damn.
Actually, do you want me to check right now?
Yeah. Because, and this is just a shout out, because, well, it's just been happened in Brisbane. It'll be in Sydney this weekend as well, New South Wales. Anyway, it is currently final season for all local rugby clubs and local rugby competitions. It's grand finals. There was just the Brisbane, which is the Hospital Cup.
I finish work at 3:30 on Saturday.
You could make it.
What am I going to?
It's the senior men's finals for rugby union for Townsville.
Is Will playing in that final?
Will be playing in them, some of them.
Because he was asking me to go to them, and then I said I'm working, which I was. And then he's like, I just come to the pub after. And I was like, I'd feel
you might only be able to get there for the A-grade one, which is like the main.
That is the point. That is the whole point. Are you going to watch?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I think Truey's going to come with me.
Is this when this boat race is happening?
Yeah, and then Truey and I are probably going to come back here and do a boat race.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to be so hammered for work on that Sunday.
Yeah.
I finish work at 3:30. I come, watch game, get hammered, sleep, wake up early to watch the footy.
Yeah, 5 a.m. game.
And then I'm going to teleport. Actually, good thing the Sunday shift is a sleep shift anyway.
Yeah. You're saying you've never been fucked up for work?
No, it's just...
It
has been a while.
It's the routine of a young person's life.
It is. Let's we can get brekkie too after.
It's a good weekend.
It is a good weekend, actually. And none of this I've had booked off. Like, this is all...
this is just aligned.
Yeah, the manager, he saw the stars when he was making the roster this week for me.
So, I implore anyone, like, if you don't like rugby, fair enough, but if you're a general rugby fan, head down to your local club grounds this weekend, because it's a lot of fun always.
Even like, if you don't know the rules.
You know Street, where we play sevens?
Yes.
The finals are on that main field. Like the main field, like that front field.
Yeah.
Everywhere else is full of people spectating.
So are we showing up early or are we just going to get to the
front? No, we're going to try to get there. We'll get there like an hour early.
Do they put grandstands up on the dead zones on each side?
No, it's fight will be forgotten.
Okay, right. Yep.
It's a horde.
That makes sense.
We can get closer just because I was involved, well, with the club.
Yeah.
So we can get a little bit closer.
You've already done the networking.
Yeah. I put in the hard yards.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
But yeah, it's always fun. It's always aggressive. Like they're always just an intense weekend. It's great. Love it. Then you got Silly Sunday, Mad Monday. Interesting celebrations all around.
Mm.
A lot of alliteration.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
You know how I talk about Earth Gang all the time?
Yep.
And they dropped 5 song EPs?
Yep.
The Snake Gang thing they did with Snake Hips, the clubby sounding one?
Yeah.
They dropped a deluxe?
Yeah.
Guess how many songs it has on it?
Yeah.
6.
Yeah.
Is this a play on the way that I will just talk and you'll say yeah?
No, but it was also that, but you know the you know like the meme, it's like gravy?
Yeah.
Biscuits?
Yeah.
You know that one? Yeah. That one makes me laugh all the time.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. But so they dropped a 6 song. It has one more song. It's called Don't Rush.
Don't Rush?
They're not rushing. I'm looking forward to their volume 2 because I keep playing Volume 1 all the time, and it's just four songs with like an intro. The intro song is good.
Fair enough.
But it makes me wish they just did an album.
You know,
Earthgang hate doing that. They're just like quality short EPs.
We're not even talking about new stuff that's come out.
Oh, well, we listed it all at the start.
But we will.
Yeah.
You know who I've gained a new appreciation for? Because I'm not going to lie. I kind of just thought he was overrated.
Who?
ASAP Rocky.
Okay, is this because of the new video with the music video and the song, or have you gone and listened to his old stuff?
I've gone and listened to his old stuff.
Oh yeah, it was open on your
yeah, it's currently open on my computer.
He was innovative for sure. He was like the forerunner. He was like the founding father, kind of.
I'm not going to get by my album of the week already. I'm going to say it's At Long Last ASAP.
Very good album.
Because it's very good.
It is. There's lots of good songs on it, but as a cohesive album, it's very...
Yeah, the vibe, sounded nice.
It sticks to the theme very well. And if you were under the influence of drugs, it just elevates it.
And then also you got like Taylor Swift and Hijack. Was the other one?
Hijack. I don't think I've listened to Hijack yet.
No, I think they're both good.
I've heard little clips of it from swiping through stuff on my
own. I'm very excited.
I'm just waiting for the album.
I'm so excited for the new Anderson .Paak stuff.
Yeah, he had a couple features with Toki Monster.
There was one with Corday.
Called Summer Drop. I think that's for the next Corday album or like a producer album or something. But when Corday and Anderson .Paak get on the track together, it's quality, bro. I'm surprised Corday wasn't on the No Worries album.
Yeah.
But I've still been loving the last Anderson .Paak album with Knowledge. It's been eaten. But Toki Monster is going to drop in like 80 days. The song they had together was On Some.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
That I didn't even see. It wasn't on the drop list I usually see.
No, I was like, oh, I feel like listening to some Anderson .Paak. And then I saw it. And I'm like, ah. Oh.
I guess she's small enough that she doesn't even make the drop list. And there are some small, like, when I said drop list, the people I follow every Friday, they'll list all the things that are coming out. I didn't even see it on there.
No.
So she's either good friends with Anderson or has paid for that feature, but they've made something beautiful, so I don't care.
Really nice, yeah. Really enjoy it. Completely left field.
That's fine. Oh, it's called Eternal Reverie. And look at that cover.
I know, I'll bring it up later. Doesn't matter.
I've already pre-saved it.
Yep. That does look sick, that cover.
One Piece reference.
Should we do about F1 Trillion?
Yeah, we'll get into it. I reckon there's a lot to say. I'll open up the track list right now.
So,
if you haven't listened to it, I reckon you should. If you don't listen to country music, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just like a vibe. It's a vibe that makes you want to drink, but
like,
it's a vibe.
I've always liked country, and this is like the kind of country I like anyway, so I'm happy. The deluxe edition is better than the original album.
I agree. That's exactly what I thought when I first listened to the second disc. So, if you don't know what happened, on Friday a few weeks ago, a while ago.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago.
He dropped F1 Trillion. It is a 16-track album, I think.
Yeah, 16. No, 18, sorry.
18, my bad. 18. And just about every song but three of them has a feature.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the features is just an instrumentalist, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, it was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, you had very different like moods and themes.
Because I assume each feature was co-written with that artist. So it's more like a mixtape, the first album. And then like the day after, he dropped F1 Trillion Long Bed.
Which is the deluxe
edition. The truck was higher in the sky. I still haven't seen that promotional video where they dropped the...
I watched it.
In the thing. I probably could, because I assumed it was all fake CGI, but it is real.
Nah, they just drop her.
And just drop it in there and fuck it up.
Yeah.
And the second disc had zero features on the deluxe. And
we were saying when the first, like when F1 Trillion just came out, we're like, all of his solo songs are probably the best songs on the album.
Before it even dropped, I was like, these solo songs are going to be make or break. They're going to make the album either really good or really bad. And I think I turned out correct.
Yeah.
Because they were the highlights for me.
Yeah. I think they were all...
I think they were called What's Not Yours, Yours Truly.
Yeah.
And Yours. Wait.
Yeah, Yours, Right About You.
Right About You, that was it, my bad.
What Don't Belong to Me.
Now, I had this conversation immediately with Julian, the Post Malone Ultra fan, who's always been a fan of his older stuff. And while he's not the biggest fan of all the new things Post Malone is doing, he understands that it's all for fun.
Yeah.
Because it is just all for fun right now.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was that the second disc that came out in the deluxe should have just been the album. And then the deluxe would have had all the features. It would have made sense because of Long Bed.
Yeah, but I guess promotional-wise and just industry-wise, you're not going to release just your deluxe edition is just all features, especially when it's huge features like Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Blake Wilson.
I think... Now, I don't have the Morgan mindset Holland. Of a big artist like all of the ones he had.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be offended if I was the deluxe.
No, I doubt they would be, but...
I also think, in terms of... It's like the weighing scales of making something to be a big hit and to sell numbers.
Yeah.
And to make something that artistically like stands alone and is like... Not subjectively. Me talking about objectively good things in music. if the first disc was just all the solo songs and no features, and then the second one, it would have like flowed better as an album, I think.
Yeah.
And it just would have been like, I don't know. It's like how people have to drop lead singles to get people to remember that they exist, and then also pump their streaming numbers for the week that they do drop the music. Which is like, it's all done for the industry and for the disease of more, you know, and it puts like the making things that are artistically beautiful, like on the shelf. And that's like second fiddle. You know what I mean? Like it's more important that they make money and have bigger number than make something that's beautiful.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if after this, he goes back to more rap.
I don't think he can.
He might not, because people are going to be like, well, you're just jumping back and forth now.
There are, but there's also a lot. A big theme of the album is how he killed the man that he used to be.
Yeah. But that doesn't...
Lovely song on the deluxe album.
Yeah. The man he used to be doesn't have to just mean rap. It could just mean his addiction.
Yeah, yeah. But I think rap, being a rap and like...
Yeah.
And that lifestyle...
What if he gets into like Christian rap?
No, but then that's a steep slope because you could donder it.
Yeah.
I know that's probably not going to happen to him.
You get dropped into you go down a dangerous route, or you just get compared to.
After this, he can either keep doing country, he could retire, or he could just do whatever he wants. He is very, very open options after this album.
I mean, like...
He has a kid.
He has no reason to do it for money.
I don't think he's had a reason to do it for money since Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
Yeah, since his first second album, he hasn't needed to do it for...
We were talking about how many diamonds he has. How many diamond certified songs he has.
He has a lot.
There's about 157, I think was the number.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you sell 10 million units on a song. Like, a song is played enough that it counts as a sale on streaming, or you sell it 10 million times. Ridiculous.
And he has...
A large chunk of all of the ones in history.
Let's see how many there are.
Because he has an album of all the just diamond songs.
Yeah, he has
songs.
The diamond collection.
And out of 150, I think, is there 30 on that album?
Well, it depends, because there's the diamond collection, which has 9 songs.
Oh, my bad.
But there's the diamond collection deluxe.
And that's all of them, right?
Which is all of them, and that has 18.
Oh, never mind. I heard a different number. Sorry, excuse me.
Which is
me.
A lot.
Something else yesterday. It is a lot.
Out of 150?
That's still a fair bit for
that's
one.
That's a chunk from just one guy.
And understandably, like a lot of those songs, I think have features, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah, but then you've got like Candy Paint, White Iverson, I Fall Apart, Better Now, Circles, Chemical, Go Flex, Stay, Wow, Phil and Whitney. All of those don't have features.
Hmm.
Then of course you've got like Quavo, 21 Savage. Ozzy Osbourne, Travis Scott, Doja Cat, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Young Thug.
Going back to the F1 Trillion album.
Yeah.
I'm not so much of a stan that I had to like... There are some people, right, for Donda, who make a playlist and then put the songs... They cut a bunch of songs and make it in order and they have their perfect album.
Yep.
And I haven't done that either. But
no.
If I were to reorder F1 Trillion and like drop a couple tracks... Or even if I kept them all in there and just changed the order, it would easily like rank higher for me than the original drops.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just a personal thing. I know some people don't care about track listing at all, like Pink Panthers, who said when they were making their last album that they don't listen to things in order. They shuffle or they skip between songs.
Which I guess there are a lot of people who will just shuffle an album.
Yeah, but like, what was it? Jay-Z at a bar is like, you don't listen to music, you skim through it.
But yeah, if I'm going to listen to an album, I'm just going to play it from start to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because
I don't think that's any elitist shit. I think that's just how...
Yeah, because that's how the album was made. It flows like
exactly
that.
Exactly correct. But, you know, that's what it is. I also don't like giving things number values. I either like them, I don't like them, or yeah, I like them a lot. Which is crazy that some of our friends will sit there in notes and give each song a number value. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just don't agree with it.
Because I've got Storygraph, which is where I rate my books.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give them numbers.
I have numbers on my...
Well, no, sorry. I give them numbers because I have to in the app, but my numbers aren't...
They're not indicative of like any competitive...
No, I usually write a couple paragraphs.
Yeah. I have lots of tens on my album of the year account for albums that I just connect with deeply and personally.
Yeah. Like, where's all the books I've read?
But I'm not a huge fan of it. I'll give them like a 1 to 10.
I need to update.
But even then, it just feels silly.
Yeah, I'm like, how many books I've read, because I don't have everything.
Have I told... I've told you about my Goodfellas thing, right? And how I didn't enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
I watched half of it and I was so just not... I said to Ben today that movies and music are both subjective, and the fact that I didn't like Goodfellas means you can't be mad at me. Because I'm not mad at you for disliking Billy Woods.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, but I listened to Maps twice and you watched half of Goodfellas, gave up on it and read the plot. And I was like, well, yeah. It was so damn boring. But, like, I wasn't going to invest an hour of time into something to not know how it ends. I still don't think I'm wrong for that. I know it's an immortal, horrible thing to do.
Yeah. I can understand why.
You're going to get that mic closer to your mouth.
Yeah, I can understand why. I was just looking at all my reviews. Yeah, I wrote paragraphs.
Boom arm. We might need some boom arms soon.
Boom arms. I got a boom arm on the way from Amazon.
A nice one?
I don't know. Find out.
How much was it?
30.
I think I'm going to go to JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, is this one for your desk, not for the...
Yeah, this is just one for the desk. Yeah.
Might go to JB Hi-Fi for it. Yeah. There's a lot of our friends that have recently shown interest on coming in here.
Yeah, well, because I think we've also just got like good equipment now. Yeah. So it does make it more appealing.
It is a lot less of a, like, we're in the trenches type of bad setup shit. Yeah, I don't think I'm wrong for disliking the movie. Yeah. And he said I didn't finish it. And then there was a straw man argument I made. Have we talked about the 6 or 12 hour album that emulates what a dementia feels like when you
get it? Yes, we have. I remember you telling me about this.
I don't think I have to listen to all of those hours of music to decide that I don't like it.
No, that is completely... like
Ben has listened to all of it.
I listened to one album about horrorcore and I'm like, yeah, I don't like this.
You don't have to finish it to say that you don't like it. Yeah. Because Ben's argument was you have to finish it to completion to decide if you don't like it or not.
I can understand from like a story point of view why, but I think if you just generally just don't like it.
What about other things like books and games?
I will always finish a book even if I don't like it.
Okay.
Just because I usually, if I don't like a game, like within like the first hour or two, I refund it or something.
Yeah, because that's how Steam designs things.
And that's because the game's usually like $100.
It's like, if the start or middle of something is so bad that I don't want to continue doing it, it's not worth my fucking time finishing it, and I can already tell you I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I also thought maybe when I tried to watch Goodfellas, I was like tired that day or something, but I won't even give it that chance. I don't know. There are other... And then he's like, well, now I'm not going to let you watch Irishman with me. And I'm like, there's a chance I like that one.
I like the Irishman.
Not all movies in the same genre and with the same pacing end up being the same. Maybe I like the characters better. Or maybe I like something else better about it.
Which is completely fair. Because, hey, it's your opinion and subjective in your tastes.
Wide variety in the... Yeah, exactly. He still looks down on me for disliking that movie, though.
Yeah. Like,
I don't care. No, I do care, actually. It pisses me off. it's a big wooden stake that's been driven into our fucking relationship. Oh, you don't have the attention span, you TikTok kid. I'm going to smack him.
Have I got a black stain on one of my singlets?
Where? On the wall.
There. You see the green hoodie?
Oh, yeah.
To the left of it?
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know what that would be.
Okay, yeah, I'll look at that later.
Is the rest of the singlet I'm meant to look like that?
No.
All right. I have a couple news points that I wrote in the notes app like a week or two ago. I don't think we're going to get a sevens team.
That's sad.
Which is very sad. I was very looking forward to play.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God, I do not remember any of these. Ukraine has banned Orthodox Christianity. Any thoughts?
Damn. I'm not sure.
Can you ban... No, I guess some countries just ban things.
Yeah.
But like banning a religion is kind of like...
Banning a religion just feels wrong.
Oh, actually, I know exactly what we're talking about. Fuck all this other news on here. Have you gotten ads that open with medical weight loss isn't cheating?
Yes. I've gotten so many.
I think it is functionally the worst advertisement ever.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Because I am never going to buy the product.
Yeah.
And even for like, you know how it's like any advertisement's good advertisement?
Yeah.
Every time I see it, it makes me more mad. And since I'm never going to buy it, I guess what it benefits from is me talking about it and complaining about it.
I guess, yeah, but does it really benefit from it?
Because basically what this advertisement is, it's an animated drawing of like fat people shrinking.
Yeah.
And it's like medical weight loss is not cheating. It helps you curb those like cravings for food and stops you wanting to eat more.
Hey bro, stop eating.
It's evil. Yeah. It is ads for Ozempic.
Yeah.
And
it's like, have you tried everything?
I want to say it is cheating. It is literally cheating.
Unless you have a legitimate condition.
It was originally meant to be diabetic medicine. Yeah. I just turned into a Kiwi.
Diabetic.
I don't know. I can't even read. It can only happen by
accident. How are we so close to the country and we can't do the accent? Oh, yeah, bruh.
I only ever was able to do it when I would serve them in the drive-thru at KFC. Because I would naturally just mimic them without even thinking about it.
I turned Irish.
Okay, you can get... Oh, okay.
I'm more Scouse now.
But yeah, it is literally cheating. It's like, it's not cheating. It just helps you have self-control. It's like, bitch, get self-control.
Yeah, learn self-control. Because it's not going to be... Even if you like the Ozempic, you lose the weight. Hey, guess what? You're probably going to put the weight back on because you haven't put in the work. You haven't developed the habits.
The great thing about this horrible drug, it's a wonder drug, basically, because the only way for negative things to start happening is if you stop taking the drug. Fun fact.
I know nothing about Ozempic.
Here's the crash course. It was made in some European country. I think Dad said it was the same country that made Bluetooth or Nokia or something. So maybe Sweden. I think it's Sweden. Maybe. If I'm wrong, I don't fucking care. And if you know, then you know. Anyway, and it was meant to... They were making this new diabetes medicine. And they accidentally made something that's like really strong. And what it does is it just stops you from wanting to eat. It takes away all like no eating. And I guess your body just eats itself. Really cool. What they realized was it was making people lose weight. And like all of their visible weight would just like melt away very quickly. And then they also realized that if you get off this, you just immediately get like your like want to eat things. It returns and it's like fourfold as strong. And then you have lost all self-control and you just eat. And you just put it all back on and you become a balloon and someone's blowing you up.
Damn.
Which is so evil because it's a drug that you become dependent on.
Yeah, you don't learn the habits. You don't learn the self-control. And then you get off of it because you're like, oh, I've lost weight. And now you're just...
And now that
you've reversed further past where you were.
Exactly. And if any of your like celebrities you follow have randomly recently in the last like year or so gotten really fit out of nowhere and there's no proof as to that them actually working for it, they might be on Ozempic.
Oh, that or cocaine.
Or they've like gotten a cigarette addiction because they make you skinny too.
Yeah, they do.
And the even worse part about
and that's
it
why
is
smoking is cool.
In the Smoking is very cool. In the early phases of Ozempic going out and around the world, it was a scarce thing. Yeah. So even if you had the money, it's very expensive. Even if you had the money, if your supplier was like, no more, brother, you're just fucked.
Yeah, that's cooked.
I think someone told me it's meant to be banned in Australia, but that is also a problem in itself. It'll make the scarcity thing a bigger problem. Or people like just putting fucking saline in the syringes and selling that. If you're doing that,
yummy, yummy.
Power to you. If you scam rich, dumb motherfuckers with fake Ozempic, dude, maybe the placebo would work.
They'd stop eating because they're like, oh, I've lost all my urge to eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Statistically, placebo is a huge deal in...
Placebo is a big thing. However...
Red pills are better at killing pain and blue pills are better at putting you to sleep, even though they could functionally be the same.
However, it is unethical in some scenarios.
Do you know the story about Nurofen in Australia?
Yep.
They... this is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Nurofen in Australia got in trouble because they were packaging identical pills with different like names. They'd be like, for period pain.
For quick and easy relief.
Yeah, for like, it would be more powerful, but it's like exactly the same. Or like, well, not sure for kids.
Yeah, because for kids it actually is different.
And it would all be identically the same. Yeah. And I remember what Nurofen looked like in the aisles. It would just be many different colored boxes with many different things it does. But it would actually, if you like compared them and you gave someone normal and then you gave them the period one, it would be stronger for that.
You know what actually is lit now? You know, so you've had caffeine headaches?
No.
Where if you...
My body is immune to caffeine in a weird way.
So like, what do they feel like? So if you have caffeine daily.
Yes.
Like a coffee in the morning, like 90% of the population.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right.
And then you don't have any caffeine that day. You get like this like kind of persistent headache. And you feel very lethargic and it's kind of just sits there no matter what you do, no matter what you drink, unless caffeine.
So...
It's a cruel world.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Panadol. Now do a Panadol tablet with that and it has a little bit of caffeine in it.
I thought those were meant to be stronger, the caffeine ones.
Yeah, so they're stronger, but for caffeine headaches it helps.
Oh, that's... I've never got...
It's lovely.
I don't think my... Oh, okay.
It's great. I've had a caffeine one.
Someone gave me one because I was like dying at work.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't drinking enough water that day. But my headaches, I don't think seem linked to caffeine.
Yeah.
I'll just drink a lot of water all the time. And then sometimes I'll just like not have caffeine for a week just to do it. Save money a bit and just like... It also makes you feel cleaner. But then I also feel the same with caffeine. So I don't think it makes a big difference.
No.
Whatever I just said was probably like a self-terminating statement, but like, I just like the taste of it. I guess it sort of makes me feel more awake.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, okay, there might be a negative, but like, bruh, give me
the caffeine. Stimulants don't do shit to me unless they're like sold in bags that aren't marked. That's a joke. That's a joke.
No, it's not. Mitchell's parents, he has a drug problem.
Album of the... So, okay. I don't know if I'm going to have that song I was playing for Ryan at the start of this. I might. I think the album of the week I've been listening to a lot recently. I mean, I just found it yesterday. But
yeah.
It's called Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain.
I was going to listen to this.
It's by a singer named Ravina. And I only found it because a while ago... a single got posted and I saw it on social media, the photos they had together of Ravina and JPEG Mafia. Yep. And it was called June Bug and it had a very pretty cover. And I was like, if this is anything like Free the Frail by Peggy or just Tired, Nervous and Broke, and it's a lovely sung out thing, and it was very sweet. And I just like had it on and off for a couple of weeks. And I was like, this single seems like there's an album attached. And I was very happy to find what I found because it is a very dreamy, floaty, the production is very nice. Her voice is just like another instrument pretty much because sometimes I don't know what she's saying, but it sounds really nice. And it's just, I teleport when I think I listened to it like 2 or 3 times yesterday. I was fucking with it that hard.
Yeah.
No favorite song. It's just very nice. I shared it with Riley and he said it's very nice, but like the theme seems kind of drawn out. By the end of the album, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I was so zoned out that I didn't really notice that, But I do understand what he means. But yeah, check it out.
I might. That'd be my plan. I'll listen to that album. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put my headphones on. Going to lay on my bed, put that album on.
Dude, I was at uni yesterday happens. And I finished my PowerPoint. I put it on. First four tracks, I was just like staring at the at my laptop doing nothing. I was staring at like the picture of the spot. I was staring at Spotify for like four songs. I was in a trance.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope I don't oversell what it is, no, but I was fucking with it.
I'll give it a listen. Either that or I'm just going to listen to that beat that we had at the start.
It's on the drive.
On the drive?
There's one with and without the like pad voice thing, without the melody. Without the pad voice thing, it's like that one's for vocals or for if you can rap over that, sure. I was thinking of lyrics to sing over it.
I was just saying, can I get to the yams?
Yeah, I was complaining about my legs, and we started talking about hams, and we started talking about yams.
Me and you just started kind of. It actually sounded quite lovely in my headphones. Me and you had like a bit of good harmonization. Maybe me and you hop on a track.
I've been saying.
We spin a beat.
Yeah, that beat I made, I think it's like the 30th one I've got on that Google Drive I've shared to a bunch of people. I put a lot of more time into it and a lot more thinking about music, whatever, theory, if you want to call it that. Theory is all math.
Yeah.
So if you like making beats alone in your room, you're a fucking nerd, you mathematician fuck.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't think you're cool. You're just doing maths, fucking loser.
Don't think you're cool.
It's all very scientific. And if you don't think about the maths, you probably just make shit beat. Because there are some producers who are just like, I don't know any music theory, I just change it till it sounds good. It's like, bitch, you're just fitting a formula. That's all you're doing. Algorithms. I hope that I'm able to edit this right, because Ryan keeps moving the mic away from his mouth.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Do you have anything in your notes app?
Fit through. Let me look. That's what I was looking for. I've got some numbers and letters.
Medical weight loss is cheating. Don't be doing any Ozempic. Oh, do you know what FUBU is? They talked about it in the Drake Kendrick beef. FUBU not in your collection?
Nah, I'm thinking of FUFU. My bad.
So FUBU is FUBU. It stands for us, by us.
Okay.
And it was a clothing brand made by African Americans. And basically, if you were a white person wearing it, you would get fucked up.
Damn.
It was literally, you know, it was for us, by us.
Bro, I can't wait for our yard shirts to arrive.
I can't either. I'm wearing one for Touch This Arvo.
I don't have one, so.
This will be the first one. And I served a guy at work. He had one on. He had the FUBU on. He was an old ass fucking white guy. I don't know if he knew what he was wearing. It sort of looked like his wife bought it for him, because his wife was there too. And I got that vibe, if you know what I mean. I was just like, bruh,
I need to show you something.
You get away with this just because you're in Australia. Because I'm pretty sure they care about it in America when you wear that. Ryan's gone off. I'm going to fly solo for a bit. He had like this bug ass fucking bucket hat on. And he had the big thick rim glasses. So I'm like, he's definitely too old to know that, like, society, socially, he's not meant to be wearing this.
This is...
Whatever Ryan has is, like, it looks as small as a grain of rice.
It's kind of disgusting.
Is it a chunk of your teeth?
No.
Is it, like, you know fur balls made by cats? Is it one of your ass hair with, like, toilet paper?
No.
I can't see whatever this
Okay. So you know how my toenail was ingrown?
It fell out.
I got it out yesterday.
Oh, I'll check this out. This isn't gross. This is
you
cool.
Want to look at this?
Holy fuck.
So you see that big thick bit?
Yeah. That was the ingrown part?
Yeah, that and half of that toenail, and that was like in me.
This shit looks like a walrus tusk, but like an aged one from a dead one. Like an elephant toenail. Yeah. You want it back?
Yeah.
Where are you keep? Is this just on your desk?
This is my one ring.
I understand.
My ring. But that's impressive.
It's not gross. My sister collects fucking, like, she has a cow tooth.
That motherfucker hurt.
And she has, like, just shit that belongs to animals that she's taken. That, well, it's like a victory trophy.
It's almost like part of me.
Because it hurt for so long, and, well, it was. Yeah, FUBU Ass Man. There was some other shit in there that I can't remember. Like, this just says Perpendicular Foot Man.
Whoa.
And it also says in here, Albanian Ethno-Nationalism. I think there was something going on in Europe. Serbia claims the DNC is being used to promote Albanian ethno-nationalism.
Okay.
I can't remember what that means. Ben was spitting off whatever he had on his Twitter that morning, and I was like, oh, this is news. I'll write it down. And we were meant to talk about it, but I can't remember what it means. So.
Life's good.
Life is good. I've been feeling really good recently.
It's good.
This says Biden leak. Don't remember what that means.
No. Was Biden in the White House still when we...
I don't think he's left yet. They haven't finished the election.
So was he in the election still when we last recorded?
Yes. He had just done the debate, I think.
Damn.
And he had just floundered, maybe. I could be remembering that wrong.
Maybe he had. Maybe we're just misremembering.
This one's a chill one. We're getting back into the groove of it. I don't think we've recorded in a week. I've been swimming recently. I've been swimming, distance swimming for exercise.
I'm actually really excited for Touch.
Touch is going to be so much fun. I joined Riley's Oz Tag Team, yeah. So I'm on two of them now. Should be good.
Yeah, that should be good.
What's your album of the week, young man?
I said Long Last ASAP.
Oh, you did. You opened with that.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Testing?
Yes, I've listened to Testing, yep.
What was the one before at Long Last ASAP? It was Long Live ASAP?
It's Long Live? Yeah, it's Long Live.
Yeah. He's a very unique artist.
When does his next album come out, man?
It's been meant to have come out for like 5 or 6 years. Yeah. I think it's been meant to have come out since Blonde.
Oh, shit.
Like, he has been talking about it for so long.
Yeah.
So now real fans just don't even care when they see that he's... Because it was meant to come out at the end of August.
Yeah.
And then he was like, we're pushing it back because leaks and because better music, which is like power to you. But when you've been saying it for like 7, 6, 8 years, it's just like, you can drop it in your own fucking time. Just stop talking about it, man. He has dropped so many singles. It's just like, you could make an album out of all the shit he's put out. And all of his features, just like, dude.
Damn.
The producer list of all the people who have worked on it and or are included in it is very stacked.
Okay, yeah, well, that's, yeah.
But I haven't seen it in a while, but I can tell you when I read it, it was stacked.
I guess that's to be expected.
It is to be expected. Shit, did anything... It's been a while, so something has to have come out. Something else, I mean. Some more things than the things I said at the start. Lucid has an album coming soon. I know you're not going to like him, but it's called Revelator, and it comes out in 36 days.
Why would I not like him?
He's like Billy Woods.
Have I ever listened to Billy Woods?
Yes. I've played him for you before. You said you like some of it.
Okay, yeah, I can't remember.
What else? Oh, so I shared with my album of the week. I sent it to Truey yesterday, and he sent back to me Beer for Breakfast.
Yes. He is so excited for Saturday. It's infectious.
And he sent me back Future Nostalgia Deluxe by Dua Lipa. So I listened to it, to that. I listened to both of them.
Yep.
And I get in the car this morning to drop off my mother and sister, and I'm just playing Dua Lipa. And my sister's like, why the hell are you listening to Dua Lipa? Mom's just like, no, this is good. I like it. And I'm just like, I don't know. Is there a problem? And they're like... My sister said no, but it's weird.
Dua Lipa, trying to do more.
I was like, I can't just listen to one type of music. Like, I was enjoying the Dua Lipa. It was just, it's vibes, bro. It's really funny to me that she separated the DaBaby verse off of Levitating and put the DaBaby feature at the end of the album because she had to. And then just had Levitating without DaBaby at the like front of it.
Oh, I'm Levitating.
How can you hate DaBaby so much? I thought he did a good job on that song.
I've got no idea. I don't know.
She's a fan of Conway the Machine. They have pics on the gram together.
That's crazy.
And I think the caption he wrote was like, 100K for a feature, blah, 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 blah. Buzzwords, honestly.
So this is the stuff that Troy has sent me. It's like, he sent me just Saturday. It's just Bad Day to Be a Beer.
Does he know that you've invited me to this now?
No, and he might not want to come anymore.
That's crazy. We don't have beef.
And he just sends me, or he just sends me beer. And I send him monkey.
I also got sent that.
Yeah.
That's, so you want to read the caption for the monkey?
It's a gorilla geeking.
Yep.
It's geeking. And it says how it feels when you catch yourself closing Instagram just to instantly reopen it again because your brain is literally rotting away.
I didn't send, I think I just reacted to it or something, but I as soon as I saw that,
you probably reacted to it with a monkey.
I probably did. That's my default Instagram reaction that I have bound, but
I didn't send you the stunning images of orangutans on Borneo Island.
Did you?
No. Oh. But orangutan.
That's very nice. Does it make the story for me?
I relate to orangutan. I'm going to put on my story.
All right. Do it, man. It makes you feed more monkeys. But the thing about closing Instagram and then opening it immediately for the brain rot is how I feel when I'm trying to fall asleep. I'll be like, if my BPM slows down by 10 or 5, I'll be asleep successfully.
Yeah.
And then a random thought will fly into my head, and I'm like, oh, I need to open. Oh, no, I can't open my phone. I'm going to sleep. It's so bad. Because yeah. I need the candle to be completely fucking burnt for me to go to bed normally. Or like I'll be ready to go to sleep, but then I have to go fucking do a chore really quick, and then I'm not ready to sleep again for a few hours. It's really bad.
Yeah, I'm bad at like needing to go to sleep at a good time, and then I do something, and then I'm awake.
And then I'll keep looking at the clock. That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
And I'm racing myself to fall asleep, and it just doesn't. It definitely never helps.
Her body let the wild, wild. What's that song?
Last episode. That's burn.
Fuck.
Oh, the song you said you don't like. Yeah. Last week's episode was really long, and I still have to edit it.
Yeah.
And I am like, it's like looking at the fucking Everest, because I
gotta get climbing, boy.
Doing the new episode, like the first episode with this new equipment, I was fighting with Audacity with my fucking computer for it not to crash or corrupt.
You learned a lot about yourself?
Yeah, I did. I looked in the mirror like Post Malone did.
And you're like, damn, let me kill the other man.
Kill the other man.
Fear is the mind killer.
I feel very zoned out. I feel like, is this an episode yet?
I mean, it is.
I'm trying to remember things to talk about, and I'm kind of
everything spent. We make is always a an episode.
I know, but like I on the way here was trying to come up with funny bits to break your mind in half, hey, and bro. I kind of have forgotten all of them.
Not everything needs
of, like,
to be.
Like conceptually, huh?
Not everything needs to be.
No, I know, but I like saying funny, confusing things. But I just forgot all
Holy
of them.
Holy shit, there are so many beats on here.
On there.
Demo chops.
Yeah. As you go down in the list, the quality definitely increases because I actually started mixing and mastering them properly-ish.
Okay, so the later half is all...
Yeah, it is chronological from top to bottom.
Okay.
That's what the numbers on the left are for. And then the date is for the same reason. I had to order it backwards because I didn't put metadata onto any of them. So it's only ordered by title. And I have to go year, month, day to make it actually be chronological.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the names, the actual text of the names themselves, like you can read some of them. It's actually just gibberish.
Purple Virus Hyperlink. Caramel Magnum Wrapper. Hollow King. Math Rock No Coke. Graying Old Matter. Log Cutter Clean. Running High Man, Pandora's Box, On the Inside, Speed Test Strips, Float By You, Stolen Machine of War, Crystal Maxed Over 9000, Exactly What Are You Running From, Boom Chappie, Dr. Professor Sir, Blue Type Blood, Horns Painted Blue, Dusty Ass Piano,
It is
Space Fly Mini, Old Ass Barber, Dirty Type Blood.
It is difficult to name songs when they don't have words in them.
No, I can understand that. So, yeah, that makes sense. That's just so really funny.
They're just kind of like the vibe I get from them, or just something funny I thought of. Because the one that you were listening to is called Purple Virus Hyperlink. And that does mean something. It means when you've clicked on a link, it becomes purple now instead of blue.
Okay, yep.
It means you've got a virus.
Damn.
And it's the feeling of sitting there just being like, ah. Oh. My computer is not mine anymore.
So I've just gone deep into my Google Drive.
There's always fun treasure to find when you do that.
And I've found like my senior statement to certify that Ryan completed year 12.
I'm gonna have to fucking
damn.
Do you want your full name on this shit?
Actually, yeah.
Oops. Next set.
My set three.
Were you getting picked up by Riley for touch?
I believe so. Well, that's what he said.
I was going to say, you could just come to uni with me now.
You're going to uni now.
Well, I was at uni all day. That's what I was doing. I was going to go back after this because we're playing there.
I might just drive to uni, yeah.
Yeah. Piss everywhere. We went to the pub last week after. I don't know if that's happening again this week or not.
Yeah.
Ben's getting a haircut.
Is he getting fixed?
He's fixing it.
Who's fixing it?
Oh, that reminded me of something.
Do I know who it is?
Maybe, maybe not. It's a family friend who runs like a barber out of their house, but it's not Arnie Ronnie.
Damn.
So, what, did you want to go there and catch him?
I was really hoping it was Arnie Ronnie because I was going to Arnie Ronnie and be like,
it happened
30
minutes ago.
Fix me, Auntie Ronnie.
It started 30 minutes ago. We can do that.
I've got a caller.
We can call. It's a business on Google Maps. You can call it.
Is it?
Pretty sure it is. You know where their house is? Go click on it. It's a business.
Do I know where their
house
is?
It's a devious way to get your friend's relative's number.
I think Julian sent it to me.
The way that I just stumbled over my words and made word salad.
Yeah.
When I asked Ryan before the Australian Artesian game, before that game happened, who the favorite was, and he said it would be very embarrassing if we lose to Argentina. And then later, I was like, aren't we better? And then Ryan, for like 8 seconds, was just like,
I made a word salad. No, but then I started saying words, so I just kept on contradicting myself.
Words weren't even making sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was something it's one of those things that happens that you wish was recorded, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it will never happen.
And everyone else was going like, what did you just say?
I was like, the way you beat around the bush on that sentence
was
beautiful.
I made some word salad.
Because
it was crazy.
I can't even replicate it.
I don't know how
you can
I did
either.
It.
Yeah.
I know what I was trying to say.
I imagine.
Because I was talking about how they were just in the World Cup semi-final. They just beat New Zealand at home. They're not a bad team. But I didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't say that. I mean, I do it all the time as well. Yeah. I haven't done it as much recently. I don't know why.
Did it and I was like, oh, that's just word salad, brother.
It's funny, though.
Nothing I've said just makes sense.
Doo-doo-doo. Girl at Lazada's treating you right.
Ooh. We keep busting it down.
That's a little vocal.
Someone sample that and use it for their stuff.
That
give
belongs
us.
To someone. That's from Lovebirds off Blue Lips.
Oh, are you making actual?
Oh, what I was just singing, yeah.
I just started making noises.
That's a schoolboy cue.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't think we're big enough to get in trouble for me saying that. It's a very good song. You should check it out. It's advertisement.
Woo!
I don't think I sung it poorly enough that someone could be mad. We're reaching an hour here, and I need to piss. So
He needs to piss. He needs to empty himself.
We'll see. I'm going to repopulate the soil.
What are you doing to my soil?
I'm going to piss on the soil.
Have you seen my bathroom since it's been renovated?
No, I haven't. I walked in halfway through when I was trying to find the place where I normally wash my hands.
And you just saw a wall.
It was the wall and it still had like the plaster dots and lines. And I was just like, hasn't finished loading yet.
You saw it early days.
Undeveloped textures.
Undeveloped textures.
Skin tones. The walls covered with chicken bones. My heart's all
bones,
sticks and stones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to call that a week. Hopefully I can finish editing the monolith episode and it will already have been out by now. And hopefully my sister finishes all of her exams and she can write the wrong I did. She refuses. She's not even going to look at it. Damn. And I assured her that I can also scrub it from the existence of the world. I didn't tell her that it will probably permanently be on the YouTube video. But that's fine. All of our viewership comes from podcast platforms instead of YouTube's anyway. So we're going to hopefully see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Or sooner. Bye.